Well, amen. It's good to be here this evening. It's good to see so many old friends and young friends, older friends than used to be. But it is a joy to be here with family and a place that's a home with so many memories. And it's certainly blessed to know that you come back to a place that's still standing where it was when you left. And that's so important in the day and age that we live in. And I'm so thankful for that, for the foundation that is here that allows us to go out and do what we do. Traveling all over the U.S. and visiting many churches, something I've never been ashamed to do is tell people that I'm from the Cleveland Baptist Church. Amen. And I'm so thankful that that's still true today. It's good to see some of you that were on the missions team last April. It's hard to believe that it was a year ago. But time goes so quickly, but we so thankful for those of you that sent your loved ones, your children, your teenagers. Thank you for allowing them to come over and be part of our ministry for several weeks. Our people send greetings to those that were on that team, and they certainly enjoyed their time with you, and they want us to let them know how you're doing. So, and we appreciate those of you who went on that. I want you to turn your Bibles this evening, book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4. We'll begin looking here in just a few moments, 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. I won't say a lot this evening about the ministry and the way, what God has been doing in Kenya since we were here last because of the missions conference that is coming up very quickly. But I do want to say that we appreciate your prayers so very much. God has allowed us to become involved in some things that we certainly didn't intend to do when we first went to Kenya, but in God's plan, in God's will, He led us in those directions. And to do those things, your prayers are very important. And we thank all of you who have taken the time to do that and also to send us letters and notes to let us know that you have been praying for us because that's so very important. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, we're going to begin reading in verse number 17. If you'd stand, please, as we begin reading 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Now, Father, this evening I'd ask that you would watch over us in this service. Lord, I pray that as we consider this scripture this evening, there'd be something here that would be beneficial to our spiritual lives. Lord, as we maybe allow our thoughts to sometimes wander in different directions because of different things that are going on in our life, I pray that just for the next few moments, Lord, that we would just concentrate on your word and allow your word to speak to us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. And thank you. You can be seated. Paul had given 35 years to the Lord's work. As Paul wrote these words here in the end of 2 Timothy, his life was about over. He had lived a full life, of course, as a young man. He did not live for God. He wasn't saved. He was out in the world. He was a Pharisee. He was doing his own thing. But when the Lord saved him, he not only saved him, but he gave a direction in his life. He gave Paul a purpose for living. He had his will for Paul. And for 35 years, Paul went about the world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but now his life was about over. I mean, he had come to the end of his life. He knew that soon he was going to die. He's in prison as he's writing these words. History tells us that soon after he finished writing this letter to Timothy, he was put on those, taken out, and his life was taken from him. He knew that was about to happen. And he was thinking back on his life, and he was rehearsing with Timothy some things that he thought was important for Timothy to understand and to realize, because Timothy still had his life to serve for the Lord. All of us, God has saved us for a purpose. He's left us in this world to serve Him. And we don't always know when our time of death is going to come, but certainly understand that time of death will come. Sometimes it comes quickly, sometimes it's a prolonged period, but it's going to come, and we're going to be like Paul when we have that moment, when we think back over the years of our life as we had served the Lord. For 35 years, he served God, and during those 35 years, we certainly know that God used him in a wonderful way. But Paul, as he was looking back on his life, as he was talking about having finished the course, look in chapter 4, verse number 7, as Paul says here, start in verse 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Paul is telling Timothy, I have finished what God gave me to do. I finished my race. I finished the course that God set before me. I'm now ready to go into glory, to go into heaven. But for Paul to finish, Paul had to start. Before you can finish something, you have to begin. You know what I find in life? You're probably like I am in some ways. We like to start things. It's easy to start. But it's a whole lot more difficult to finish. I wish I could tell you how many diets I have started. You know what I'm talking about? It's easy to start. Every January 1st, okay, we get motivated for about half a day until your wife brings out the apple pie. All right, and then it's already over almost as soon as you started. Projects at home that need to be done, and you've started them, but you've never finished them. If you go into my office in Kenya, you'll find a lot of projects that I've started that I haven't finished. Here, Paul is saying, not only have I started, but Timothy, I have finished my course. I have finished what God has done for me. And listen, in the spiritual life, it would be a good thing that we could say that very thing, that I have finished the course that God has set for me. 17 years ago, when we went to Kenya to live for the first time, as we were preparing, as we were going to churches and presenting what God had called us to do, I'd often quote these verses in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, and explain to churches that our desire simply was to do what God had called us to do, and our desire was someday to be able to stand before people and say, we have finished the task that God had given us to do. That's exactly what God wants everybody to say. We read about men in the Bible, women in the Bible who finished their course and went to heaven. And certainly we all desire to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But we have to finish the Christian life. And all too often, people start, but they don't finish. All too often, they get off the road somewhere. All too often, they fall into the ditch, or they get on a detour, and they don't finish the life that God had given them to do. Paul had some of those same temptations and same problems that we face in life. They're no different for us today as they were for Paul. Paul battled many things in his life that would possibly keep him from finishing what God had started him doing. Paul, the Bible tells us, and Paul says that Paul often battled his body. He said, daily I battle to bring my body, my flesh into subjection. Do you not have that same problem? I have that same problem. Often there are things in the flesh, things in this body that want to hinder me and keep me from finishing the job that God has given me to do. Paul had that same problem. Paul also battled the beast, Satan. Satan often wanted to detour Paul and get Paul off the course that God had set for him and stop him from finishing what God started in his life. We also battle with Satan every day of our life. The Bible very clearly warns us, and Paul also oftentimes battled the brethren of the falsehood. He battled those other believers maybe that would discourage him or try to lead him in the wrong direction. And he constantly battled those three things throughout his entire life. The body, the beast, and brethren of the falsehood. And we battle those same things. I battle those same things. And so often we allow those things to keep us from finishing what God has started in our life. But Paul is now about finished. For 35 years, he served the Lord. For 35 years, he battled those three things day in and day out. And now he could look back on his life and he could say, Timothy, I have finished my course. And as he was saying that, as he was summarizing his life to Timothy, as he was giving some admonition to Timothy, he comes down to these last verses that we read as our text verse here in verse number 17 and 18. And he's given over to Timothy some of this last counsel and last wisdom for Timothy to live by, because Timothy was still a young man. He still had many years to serve the Lord. All of us who are here this evening, we're not dead yet. We still got time to serve the Lord. Listen, I don't care what age you are or what happened to you in your past or where you've been or the problems you had. If you're here tonight, you still have the opportunity to do something for the Lord. Many times our life can get off course and we can go down the wrong path or fall into the ditch. But listen, we serve a God that's merciful, a mighty God that forgives and allows second chances. And if you're here tonight, you can still do something for God. You can still come to the end of your life, no matter when that may be, and say, I have finished my course. But understand, for that to happen, you're going to have to realize some truths that Paul is pointing out to Timothy here in this scripture. Paul was a finisher. In verse number 17, the first thing that I want you to see tonight from this scripture, as Paul is writing to Timothy, he said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. As we go through life, as we face the battles of life, as we face the problems that come our way, and the discouragement comes, and the difficulties come, and the trials come, understand and learn what Paul learned and what he's telling Timothy. Through those times in life, the Lord will stand with you. The Lord will be with you. He will not forsake you. Paul could stand with God because God stood with him. He was never alone because Paul said, God was with me. Look at verse 16. Paul said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may be not laid to their charge. There are times in life, listen, that we think we're standing alone. We're by ourselves. There's nobody who understands our particular situation or the problem that we're going through. Wherever we may be, at the schoolhouse or at the workplace, we think that maybe nobody is there with us. And maybe in this life, there's not anybody, but God's with you. You never stand alone. God will always be there with you. And Paul is pointing this out to Timothy. Paul is saying to Timothy, I've learned this principle, Timothy. I lived my life for 35 years. I've finished what I've started. And I've learned that the Lord will stand with you, Timothy. May we understand and learn that also. See, God stands with us when no one else will. There are those times in our life, I know you felt that way, I felt that way many times, when you're just alone. The burden of life weighs so heavily upon you. You look around and there's just nobody that you can speak to that can understand you. Even those that are the closest to you, you just feel that they just don't get it. And it's those times in life you need to understand that you have somebody standing with you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Look also in verse number 17. Paul said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Not only will the Lord stand with you, but the Lord will strengthen you. See, when Paul was writing this, Paul was in prison. Paul was in jail. I mean, Paul did not have freedom. Listen, no matter what, I don't know what your perception of prison would be, but listen, this prison's not like modern day America. I mean, this wasn't comfort. This wasn't, you know, where you had to worry about not offending the prisoner. This was a Roman prison. They were preparing Paul for death. And as he was in prison, maybe at a weak point, Paul is writing to Timothy, listen, Timothy, understand at your weakest point, the Lord will strengthen you. Our problem so many times is that when we're at our weakest point, we're not looking to the Lord for our strength. We're looking at other things for our strength. And Paul lets Timothy understand that when you're helpless, he will empower you to do what he has called you to do. We have the power and the strength that the world does not understand. What can motivate a believer to go on living for the Lord in the midst of the trials that some of these people faced in the New Testament times? The reason that they were able to do those things is because their strength came from a place that the world did not understand. Their strength came from God. Where does your strength come from this evening? I mean, if you're looking at your strength from someplace in the world, it's not going to last. It's not going to be helpful for you when you come to the end of your road. The only strength that's going to be there, that's going to be long-lasting for you, is what comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul understood that because Paul battled all of these things in his life. The beatings and the shipwreck and the betrayals by people. But Paul was able to say to Timothy, Timothy, understand the Lord will strengthen you. In verse number 17, Paul also says this. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear. Paul also says to Timothy, Timothy, the Lord sent me. The Lord is the one who sent me. You see, we think sometimes that these issues, these problems that come into our life, takes God by surprise. They don't take God by surprise. I mean, the issues that you face and the things that come upon you, God knew long ago, before you were even born, that you were going to go through those things. And oftentimes, because of the situations in life, we think that God has neglected us or abandoned us. But we need to remember, as Paul told Timothy, Timothy, what I've gone through because the Lord allowed me to go through. The Lord is the one that sent Paul to the Gentiles. Paul said to Timothy, listen, someday you're going to hear that I've died. You know, you're going to hear that I faced death. You're going to hear that they put me in the gallows. You're going to hear that they took my head off. He said, Timothy, but listen, understand, it is the Lord who sent me to go to the Gentiles, to preach to the Gentiles, and know that even though I may be dead in the flesh, that I'll still be serving the Lord. I'll still be preaching because God sent me to do something for him. You know, Paul's still preaching today. He's been dead for 2,000 years, but he's still preaching today. He's still, because he did what the Lord sent him to do. I think of your life and my life. If we do what God sent us to do, listen, long after we're dead, we're still going to be proclaiming his word. I think of growing up here in the Cleveland Baptist Church and all the Sunday school teachers that I've had through the years from a child of 4 or 5 years old all the way up through grade school into the youth department and into the senior high and the teachers in school and the preachers and the pastors and all of those that stood before me and proclaimed the word. And many of them have died. They've already gone to heaven. But I want you to know that those people that have gone before us, they are still preaching today. They are still serving the Lord today because they did exactly what God sent them to do. And that can be the same for your life and for my life. When we do God's call upon our life, when we go out and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, when we share our testimony, when we teach a class, when we impact a life, that will go on way beyond our time. And Paul, as he's reminding Timothy that it is the Lord who sent him. And although he may be going to his death, and although his life may still be short, Paul was sent to preach to the gospel to the Gentiles. And because Paul did what God asked him to do, Paul still today is preaching. He's still today reaping fruit what he's done. I think of the missions program here at the Cleveland Baptist Church. I'm not sure how many missionaries are sent out of the church now in the foreign field. I think 7 or 8 at least. All over the world. the fruit of the members of this church that are part of the missions program continues and will continue long beyond your days in this world, long beyond my days in this world, because the Lord sends. And we have a part in that. And Paul is reminding Timothy, Timothy, be a finisher. But if you're going to be a finisher, you need to remember who it is that sends you. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at verse number 18. The first part of this verse, it says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. If you back up a bit to the end of verse number 17, Paul said, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Paul's telling Timothy, Timothy, remember, the Lord will sustain you. He said, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. We know in 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 8, we're warned that Satan as a roaring lion goes about the world seeking whom he may devour. And that Satan that so much wanted to destroy the life of Paul, that Satan who so much wanted to destroy the work that God had sent Paul to do, we still have that same Satan in the world today that desires to destroy God's work today. And understand, we're going to face a lot of lions in our life. We're going to face a lot of adversaries in our life that are going to try to harm and destroy the work of God. But we can be victorious just as Paul was victorious. But Paul was not victorious by his own self. Paul was victorious because the Lord Jesus Christ sustained him. I mean, have you ever been at the very bottom in your life? And everything seems to be going bad, and you're looking, where's that strength going to come from, that sustaining strength that you need? Paul understood where that was going to come from. That only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul said, Timothy, I've finished my life. It's about over. I've done what God has called me to do. Timothy, you're going to continue the work, but remember who it is that's going to sustain you in that work. The Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Paul says here to Timothy, the Lord sealed me. He shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me. Paul, as he went through his life as a believer, from the time that he was saved on the road of Damascus, and you read the story of Paul and all of these things that he faced. And now his life is over, and he's able to look at Timothy, and he's able to say to Timothy, Timothy, God preserved me. He kept me. He kept me to this day because I served him. And Timothy learned that lesson. God will also do the same for you. He will preserve you. He will seal you. He'll keep you so that you can finish what he started in you. 57, I don't know how old the church is. How old is the church now? 57 years ago, the Lord started a work here in Cleveland, Ohio. And praise the Lord, over these 57 years, that work has continued. And it hasn't finished yet. Someday it'll be finished. When? When the Lord comes. Why when the Lord comes? Because I believe that in the history of this church, through Pastor Thompson to Pastor Folger, these principles that Paul talked about here have been the foundation of this church. And because of that, the work of this church continues to go forward. And the same thing can be true in your life. Paul, when he finished writing this to Timothy, he closed here and said, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. In the last word of verse 18, Paul says, amen. And wouldn't that be great for your life and for my life? As we go through life, as we live the course that God has set for us, when we look back over the years, when we look back at the trying times, when we look back at the difficult times, when we look back even at the good times, and we rehearse in our hearts what the Lord has done with us and through us, that we are able to come to our life and bring it to a closure and say, as Paul said, amen. You know, some people can't say that. Some people come to the end of their life and they're regretful because they didn't live their life for the Lord. They had opportunities, but they didn't take those opportunities that God gave them. They had so much possibility that they could do for Him. Over and over again, they could have restarted what they never finished, but they didn't take that opportunity. And now life is over. And they look back at life with regret. And they can't say, as Paul said about his life, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And he rehearses his life and draws it to a conclusion by saying, amen. That, my friends, should be the testimony of my life and your life. The testimony that Paul had here. May we not just be starters. May we be finishers. May we not be one who starts over and over again a new resolution to serve the Lord, but never follows through on that. May we follow through and become a finisher as Paul did. How is it in your life this evening? How is it in my life this evening? Have we served the Lord? Have we continued serving the Lord? Or have we gotten off the path somewhere? Have we fallen into the ditch? Have we taken a detour? It doesn't have to be that way. We can renew that fellowship with God this evening, and we can continue serving the Lord. We can get back on the road. We can get back going the right direction so that God can use us, and we can, as Paul said at the end of his life, say an amen because of what God has done with us and through us. These five things that Paul said to Timothy. He said, Timothy, the Lord will stand with you. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord is the one who sends. And the Lord is the one who sustains. And the Lord is the one who seals, who preserves. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes in prayer. This evening, as we sing a song of invitation, may you just take a few moments and search your heart. There have been far too many people that have come to this church and have started serving the Lord, but somewhere along the way, they've never finished. May we who are here tonight determine not only will we start, but we'll continue and that we will finish our life serving the Lord.